Well, now we'll see what happens. At least this shit happened quick this time.
Yeah.
The computer won't be on that fuckery.
Yes.
I don't know if it's Audacity or the computer, but fuck both y'all right now.
Right.
So that whole 10 minutes right there, that's all on Patreon. If you want to hear that first 10 minutes of podcast, it's on the fucking Patreon video.
That was only 10 minutes?
10 minutes.
That was a deep 10 minutes,
was,
I feel like.
There was a lot going on. There was a lot of music in there.
Yeah, yeah, right.
At least go listen to the first 10 minutes of it.
Huh.
We got to get it started over again now.
Okay.
So now, hopefully,
for real,
computer won't be
time.
On this fuck shit. Because now, like I said, we got the positioning right, so I can see when that shit happened. Because imagine if I wasn't looking at this fucking screen, PJ.
Ooh, that would have been the whole episode.
This shit would have been like destroyed somewhere.
Look at your man. See, that's your man, right? Look at that. See, he is. That is the reason why he is
the hustle.
The hustle. Fucking king. You see
the
that?
H-U-S-T-L-E, hustle king.
Goddamn right. Goddamn right.
PJ.
Yes.
I know you did it once.
Ah.
But you gotta do it twice.
Theme music.
Let's go work this time, goddamn
it.
Let's go.
Home video hustle. 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 Home video hustle.
Home video hustle.
Video hustle, home video hustle, home video hustle, home video hustle, home video hustle, home.
Hustle, motherfucking
hustle.
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 Hustle, motherfucking.
What's going on, everybody? I'm Brent.
I'm PJ.
And I'm the spirit.
And this is the home video hustle where we do what?
Hustle, motherfucking hustle.
The Halloween hustle is still going.
Why did you pause for so long?
So that I can have a nice audio break so I can know where to put this, the music
pause
at.
That seemed longer than usual.
Because, you see, last time I did it, I didn't leave no pauses. So it was a lot of editing going on. So now I'm like, no. Flat line.
Mm.
Now, let the air die.
Mm.
Flatline. There you go. Bars, nigga.
Bars.
PJ.
Yes.
That's who?
JB.
It's Justin Bieber song.
Y'all would know that, wouldn't y'all?
JB's my... I mean, not early Justin Bieber.
Some motherfucking believers.
JB now? Yeah. He's JB. He's not Justin Bieber anymore.
You know, this man be really... You know the best Justin Bieber song?
What is that?
One less lonely nigga. I'm not going to ever let anybody forget that that happened. Fuck that.
That was he was young.
I forgot about that.
Exactly.
Childhood ruined again.
He was just so young.
I am not.
How many times are you
going to
ruin my childhood? Today?
As many times as fucking necessary.
Damn.
Does it count? He's Canadian.
Oh, yes, Canadians can say the N-word, PJ?
I mean, I wouldn't have any offense.
Brendan and Nathan, don't listen to him.
Yeah.
Do not listen to him.
Oh, yeah, that's going to get you fucked up. But I'm just...
Fuck, man.
There are Canadians that still
enslave
black people.
Oh, I think that just blew his mind. Didn't I blow your mind?
Like,
she told you, don't ask me.
Hold on.
That was a hard part of the audio, wasn't it?
No, because I know I'm not this. Oh, was there slavery in Canada?
After a certain amount of time, no.
I actually don't know.
Damn.
Well, see, just like this movie, PJ. It brought you back to reality, didn't it?
Yes, it... Oh, my God.
Gravity.
That practiced by First Nations from the early times, and that under European colonization.
Well, there you go.
So, yes? That's a yes.
So, you have to understand, Canada was mostly... Okay, so what is the second, or what is one of the most popular... What's the other popular language in Canada other than English?
French.
Right.
Guess who owned
slaves here in America? Because the British and the French were both here in America. That's why there was that whole war between them.
War
and then they
niggas.
Kicked pretty much the British one and they kicked the French up into Canada.
French Canada.
But
that's
also,
why it's British Columbia.
But also the thing is the French were also fur trappers a lot, so they would stay up north where it was colder. Fur trappers, like literally,
PJ scratching the shit out of his head.
PJ
right now.
Like I'm a black woman.
Yes,
I have my mother's like last name, so it's my maiden name, my black family's name that was passed down.
Yes,
it's not my white father's name. The last name is Trumeau. That's French. It means good fur trapper.
Good fur trapper. God Damn.
Should I miss?
So some French motherfucker who was a fur trapper owned my family somewhere in the past.
There you go.
And that's why our name is.
I got your skins, I got your teeth, I got your bones. What you need?
That sucks.
Their prime minister.
They probably made money, though.
I mean, I'm sure they made money.
Trapper. Trappers have been around forever. Well, you know,
trappers are still around.
That's the difference. See? Come on.
Prime minister in blackface.
Yeah, Justin Trudeau. I'm not going to let y'all forget that either. Oh, what was it? He was dressed up like what? Supposed to be like a genie or some shit?
Obama was really cool with blackface.
Oh. He was dressed up like something, I forget, but he had, the dude that run Canada, pretty much.
Oh.
The Trump equivalent over there in Canada. You know, they probably mad at him for comparison. Like, basically, you know, prime minister is basically president.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's some young dude.
So, oh.
This nigga.
Yeah, he looks like the type. And I can't, you know.
Well, they say he's pretty cool, but
well,
I guess
he... this was him before in more recent times, so he was, like, the attractive, oh my god, he's so hot, a prime minister. So
I think I think somebody showed me that they had, like, a calendar for that nigga. Like,
no.
Yeah, I took you a picture. It was in my...
Oh, there you go. That's who showed me.
That's somebody. That's
like... Capital University's bookstore. They had with all the hearts. It was Justin Trudeau with the hearts around it and stuff.
Oh. How does
busting
that happen?
That maple syrup on everybody out
there. Right. Fuck. This guy.
What's the difference
between a prime minister and
it's the same. It's just different titles. I don't fucking know. I don't live there.
Sounds legit. Like, you know, it sounds...
Brennan and Nathan. It's blackface.
Yeah, with the... Yeah.
Ooh, he got the fuck out of me. I would have thought he was black.
Shit.
He looks like the genie
that's what he's kind of dressed like that. Yeah, he's one of Aladdin.
Look at his eyes, people.
Dragon Ball.
Oh, he's trying to make it look like Mr. Popo.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, now he doesn't.
Think about that.
Now he doesn't, but the other one where he was straight on with the.
See, that nigga look like Mr. Popo.
That him, shit. Yes.
Oh my god.
Yeah, right there. Just right there. I've seen him. Because he's so black. Yeah.
No, like, I still see the eyes, and I'm like, that's definitely, you can see the white, like, the way the eyes
are. I can see it in your eyes.
I can see that some black.
You're not one of us.
Maybe it's just because I'm part white, so I know motherfuckers. I also live in St. Mary's.
She got that white dar.
Because I know, like, I know already is them in blackface. You know what it looks like.
You're one of us.
Sorry. Bruh, never. And then people keep trying to convince me to come back to St. Mary's. Like, I'm not coming back to that racist piece of shit town.
It's not what's going on here. It's not going on.
I thought Obetz was bad, damn it. You think I'm going to come bring my ass and fucking back to St. Mary's? Hell no. Y'all have me lynched for real. Fuck y'all motherfuckers.
Did we the intro, right? I just realized. Did we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you remember you took the flat.
That's right, the flat. Right, that's right. PJ.
Yes.
This is episode 179.
Are we going to start this the way we did the other one, or are we going to
chill? You want to take another shot?
I mean, I poured you half. We both got half.
Oh, you want to do a halfie?
That's it. Yeah. No, I just, because that was for later in the episode, but we're already later, so fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it.
There you go.
We get two.
Now that we have started. Okay.
I just looked lovingly into the camera.
Yes. Would you like a shot?
No,
PJ.
Yes,
Hollywood Hustle still popping.
Mm-hmm.
And we got one that PJ's never seen.
Goddamn right,
it's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
There was actually a video way back when we recorded, before the spirit was around, and before we even had this couch back here. It was old school. That we picked back when you would pick two movies out the bag.
Mm-hmm.
You pull this, mm-hmm. and you pull the first Star Trek movie. And the idea at the time was we was going to put up a poll. Yeah, I still got the video.
Hmm.
And it was going to be let them vote for which one.
Yes.
But then something happened. He didn't do it.
Something happened along the way.
And PJ said, fuck this shit.
Hey.
And I'm not recording today.
Ooh.
You thought I was, but I ain't.
Yeah, come on. That was it. Y'all felt that. That was shit. Yes.
Remix. But no, something happened. I don't remember what happened, but we never did it. So now.
Mm-hmm.
And I told people, like, because people be like, I would talk about guys all the time. They'd be like, oh man, you know, PJ. I'm like, PJ never seen it.
I haven't.
And they're like, well, make him watch it then. Like, he got to pick it out the bag.
That's how it works here, okay? You can't just implement what you want. It has to be fair.
Exactly.
It has to be just.
Unless I say we're watching this week.
Pretty much. So that works. You know.
But I was wondering about this movie.
That happened was?
When was that?
That happened in Tuzman Hood, too.
Tuzman Hood.
Three?
No. Well, that wasn't the plans to do. That was just us swapping it to a different week.
Yeah, because it was like, fuck it, we're going to watch this week instead.
Yeah. Because I was like, fuck it, because it came out with the next days when we released. So I was like, fuck it, let's put it out there.
Hmm.
A PJ.
Yes.
What number do you think this is that you've never seen?
I'm up there. Am I legal drinking age? I gotta be. It. I'm past it?
Yeah.
All right, I'm like 23 then. Nuh-uh.
Yeah, come on. I'll give you another shot.
I'm 27.
That's the first PJ of the episode. He's 28.
God damn it.
That's, like I say, the first, because it can't happen again. Because I got all the numbers for this movie. All right, this is a big movie. This is a huge
57.
Movie.
57. Okay.
Oh, I didn't say what it was, though.
Oh, no, you did not.
We show PJ Gojira, the original Godzilla.
Say it one more time.
Gojira.
Gojira.
Yeah.
Gojira.
G-O-J-I-R-A. That is the original thing.
Did you find out what that means?
Gojira?
Yes.
I can look it up.
Gojira.
Oh, that's how it was spelled?
G-O-J-I-R-A.
But they spelled it Godzilla.
They spelled it phonetically.
For us to spell it, I got you.
I told you, I was about to say, I don't know if this is like true or not, but the story I always heard was that when the American cats went to make their version of it, they heard Gojira as Godzilla. And so they spell it, oh, Godzilla is phonetic.
That makes sense.
I don't know if that's true or not, but that's always what I've heard.
I would burn it. I would, sorry.
Gojira is actually the combination of two Japanese words, gorira, which means gorilla, and kujira, which means whale. So it's kind of a gorilla whale. He's basically big as fuck. He's a gorilla whale.
Okay.
Strong and big.
There you go. So that's what Gojira means, PJ. It's a made up word.
I see.
But like I said, in America, we call it Godzilla.
Yes.
Land water. Huh? Land water. Oh, I was like, what?
It's strong and big, but it's also in the land and the water.
Yeah, see, she making the words over there now.
See? There you go.
Yeah.
See how that works?
This is a Criterion movie, PJ. You got another one.
Ah, yes.
Got this big ass box set. So, PJ.
Yes.
If you wanted to, we could go through them like we did Bruce Lee, because there's 16 of them bitches in there. But I have all the other ones as well. So that's just the first 16.
Will we go through?
How many? I'm going to look up and tell you how many there are.
Right.
What's up?
How we do this?
Ain't it crazy how shit you watch when you're younger becomes Criterions when you get older?
It's shit that I don't be expecting. I never expected Godzilla to be a part of that shit.
I never expected Do the Right Thing.
I did. Because that was an early.
Did you?
That was an early. Yeah, that was one of the early ones.
Oh.
So this is the thing, right? I look at things when they become Criterions as they're considered like the highest of the highest.
What else? Right.
You're the highest of the high. Hey.
Like, it's like you're a film nerd like how Brent is. Mm-hmm. Like, not in the.
I know.
Anyway, okay.
That's Matt.
That's Maxwell?
I thought it was Maxwell.
Yeah. I think so too.
I think on the. I think there's a little slogan or whatever it is on the back of the box. Says they're dedicated to bringing. Oh, there's a fucking box over there. Let me see. So much slide past you real quick. I'll tell you. It's like a continuing series of something. Of the important. Oh, a continuing series of important and contemporary films.
There you go. Take it from him. He knows.
PJ.
Yes.
The Criterion Collection. A continuing series of important classic and contemporary films. Like I said. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
You gotta take classic.
Huh?
You gotta take classic
film. Burr. You get what I mean. PJ, including the American Godzilla, there are 36 of these movies.
Will we break them up like the Star Wars? Like I do the first 16?
I would just say we break it up how we did Bruce Lee. But see, it's different because we're in the holidays now.
Well, I mean, if
when we're out of the holidays, I'll just look at it like, hey, do you want to do a bag or do you want to do Godzilla?
It's just
how we do series. It's,
okay.
Like I said, you can pick this up at the next series or you can keep it going. I don't care. Now we did the first one, the fucking world is open.
Nah.
So if you say, let's do Godzilla.
Then y'all know what we're in for, either bag or Godzilla. There
you
go. I see.
If you decide to make this the next locked in series.
Right. Right. Because I have the other one. What's the other? I have one more choice right now.
Did we have another series we started?
I swear I did.
Let's find out real quick. Just bomb ass podcasting. Brent looking up, showing his phone.
That's it. I mean, you're here for it. That's what you're here for.
Movies that could be.
Possibly. Or did no. No, I swear there was no.
I'm not really seeing any, no.
No?
There hasn't been any big. The only other thing we could say, because there's three of them, is that remember the Protector, the elephant movie? There are two sequels to that. No, I'm sorry. There's one sequel. It's one sequel. So I can't really. It's not a series per se. It just has a sequel. Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't own it, so I'll get it one day.
Nah, fuck it.
Well, like I said, we'll find out at the end if you want to continue forward.
Okay.
Because like I said, this movie is very different from a lot of the later ones.
Okay.
As we'll talk about.
Okay.
PJ.
Yes.
This movie is 1 hour and 36 minutes because we watched the original version. Mm-hmm. We watched Gojira, not Godzilla, King of the Monsters, the American version. We didn't watch that, but you know, I did show him clips so that he could see the difference.
Yes.
So, 1 hour and 36 minutes, whereas that version is 1 hour and 21 minutes because it's like chopped all the fucking head.
Mm-hmm.
PJ,
mm-hmm.
I got a number for how much this cost to make, but it's in yen. So, just throw your number out. Spirit can throw one out there too. How much did you think this cost to make? This is 1954.
How much yen? How much
here, I'm about to look it up.
Yeah, I need to know the
conversion rate.
Yeah. I'm not cultured. I haven't traveled out of this country
before. Are they over us? Is there conversion? Did we go up for them?
Probably they all know.
I know, right? Like, fuck. It at least got
China.
What is this? Japan?
Yeah.
Tokyo, got you. Ah, there
it says one Japanese yen equals 0.0096 United States dollar.
They're above us. Ah. They're
0.0096 United States dollar. So what do y'all think?
Okay.
A equals, wait, I'm sorry. I'm
it's about the same.
You said A equals 0.00.
Basically like 0.925 or something. I can't remember what I said now.
So
it's almost a dollar.
Okay, so it's
we're almost a dollar. We're pennies on a dollar. Isn't that the same?
I don't fucking
okay.
know. It's math shit. I didn't do good at math.
Made.
How many?
Wait, how much it costs?
Yeah, I'm gonna say how much it costs to make.
1954. Smooth 500,000.
500,000.
500,000.
All right. Yeah. What do you think, Spirit?
Because they had the shit.
Well, shoot, they did have the underwater cameras.
Mm.
And then they had a bunch of playsets, too. And it was a guy in a rubber suit.
Right.
I'm going to go with 55,000.
55? So you said 500.
Yeah.
That's 100 million yen.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's when it's converted to United States dollar. Now.
Almost a billion. I should have said a million. I would have. Okay.
This cost a lot back then.
Okay. I get it. Almost a million.
Almost.
Okay. God. 955,000.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
So that's the cost. 100.
Okay.
But I have a number for how much it made in the United States dollars, though. So how much do you think it made in the United States?
This is big, right?
Well, you saw how much it cost.
I've never seen it. So this is big.
But this is 1954, though. See, no movies didn't cost a ton back then. No, so either. You got to think about it in that type of term. It was still a big movie, though. And it did get re-released and shit, and they probably count that song.
3 million.
3 million US. What do you think, Spirit? How much it made? United States money.
15.
15 million?
Mm.
It made, you said 3 million, PJ?
Mm-hmm.
You PJ'd. It cost 2.1 million. I mean, I'm sorry, it made 2.1 million United States.
That's so fucking
so
close.
Again, I said that's twice now.
Right?
Fuck. PJ.
Yes.
IMDb score out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it got? It's something 0.6.
7.
Spirits.
How much
money is it? No, it's IMDb score out of 10.
Oh.
He says 7. It's something 0.6.
8.6.
PJ.
No, I did.
7.6. You got it.
Okay.
You got that one. But he didn't get hype. He just relieved.
It's like, who wants to be a millionaire? God damn.
Now, PJ, I got both numbers for Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
Critics, out of 100%, what do you think they, you know, gave it out of 100%? Cumulative.
73.
So you think they think it was slightly above average?
Slightly above it.
Spirits.
It's good, though.
What do you think the audience, I'm sorry, what do you think the critics gave us out of 100%?
92.
Mm-hmm. She PJ, they got a 93%.
Whoa.
So it's super certified fresh. The critics love this movie. Now, the audience, PJ, what do you think the audience gave it out of 100%?
73.
Spirit, what do you think the audience gave it out of 100%? Oh, sorry, turn the fan off, PJ. I just realized the damn fan.
Every time.
I was like, wait a minute, what am I hearing? Oh, it's the fan. Now, when you come back, say that one more time. What number did you say?
82.
PJ, it's a number, another summer, get down, sound of the funky drummer.
89.
It was 89%. Mm.
There you go.
So audience liked it a lot too. But not as much as the critics.
Okay.
Well received, well liked, made a lot of money. That's why there are 36 of these fucking movies.
Yeah, I should have. That should have been my
It's 36 movies. I'm pretty sure this is still Guinness record book. Like, it has this record for the most sequels of any film series, I think. It's still like that.
36,
that's more than James Bond.
Don't know what's beating Final Destination, no. Saw, no.
I'm telling you, it'd be something like James Bond, because James Bond has 20-something, I was throwing it at you when you was missing the pass.
Goddamn.
TJ.
Yes.
Godzilla was directed by Ishiro Honda,
mm-hmm.
starring Akira Takarada, Momoko Okochi, Akihiko Hirata, and Takashi Shimura.
Takashi.
Not 6ix9ine. We're not snitching out here.
No, we're not.
PJ.
Yes.
We're pedophiles.
There you go. Mm. Let's see if they get this bingo square, PJ.
Okay.
How'd it start? If you say the easy answer, I'll give you credit for it.
All right. Can I just be honest up front?
You can.
I don't remember shit about the first half, except for Bomb. Like, it's fucking shit up. That's all I remember. Godzilla fucking shit up for the whole first.
Well, I mean, well, I'll let her talk first, but I'll tell you. What's up?
Boat explosion.
Yes. Mm. You both are technically right. Well, I was going to say, if you had said the easy thing and said credits, I'd have been like, yes, the credits are technically the first thing to happen. But you see, you didn't go for that. I was checking. Again, passing the ball and getting nothing.
I'm fucking up right now. I'm the nigga that shot the air ball in the
like, I'm over there doing the finals. LeBron with the arms out. Yeah. What are you doing?
Come on. Fuck. Okay.
Nah, but first note is boats and sailors are killed. Because, yeah, like you said, there's a bunch of sailors out there on the boat and shit just start blowing the fuck up.
Yeah.
And then I think, no, that comes later because there's a homie named Ogata. I think it was Ogata. He got called in and they're like, yo, we're going to go send out another boat to catch, like, look for survivors and shit. Another boat gets blown the fuck up.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Ogata
is the dude that's trying to get Girlie from Surazawa.
This bitch was on it from the beginning. Shit.
Explain that, PJ.
Yo, so what's her name?
Oh, what is the girl? I don't know if I ever wrote her name down. Did I ever get it? Hold on. I got you.
She was waking up.
Imiko, that's right there. That was her name. Yeah. Imiko.
She was, they were there and she was, I guess she had spent the night with her lover. Have mistresses?
What would a male version of mistress be called?
Is that a mistress?
What would that be called? What is the male equivalent of? Hold on, now I gotta look. That's on, you said.
Wow, deep question.
That's basically what she said, though.
Oh, what?
They're side naked.
Wow. Never thought you would have had this question.
Male equivalent for male mistresses, the term mister can be used. Paramour is sometimes used, but this term can apply to either partner in an illicit relationship, so it is not exclusively male. Mm. If the man is being financially supported, especially by a wealthy older woman, he is a kept man. Damn, I didn't know none of that. So I guess a male mistress is a mister.
A mister. Whoa. She was with her mister.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, babe, I just got a call. Shit's been fucking up out at sea.
He was with her at the beginning. You right.
That's what it is. My bitch was fucking. I'm sorry. Not bitch. This.
Imiko.
Imiko. That's call her by her name.
Wow.
It's so simple, PJ.
Then we have this fucking talk.
Wow, yes.
And then you're like, I'm not a misogynist.
I don't know. It's like, nigga. Okay. So she was with her mister, and he got a call. Hey, my niggas is dying out at sea. I gotta go. Like, I know we have a trip planned.
They're supposed to be going to like a play or something like that. Yeah, because they had a ticket. He's like, yeah, go by yourself.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got work. Hey, what the fuck you want me to do? I'm in the National Guard. I got to bounce.
I'm important.
Baby.
Niggas need me.
That's it.
Yes, that's the phrase to use now.
Wow, brought it full circle.
Hashtag FMJ for PJ.
Yeah. See what he did there. Yeah. See what he did there. Fuck my job. The mixtape out now.
By who?
Pauly P.
What's the group name?
Wow.
What's get that? It.
We are we.
There you go. PJ.
Yes.
So there's two boats blown up at this point, but they found three survivors, and then they found out another boat went down. So now three boats are down.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a survivor that washes up ashore because at this point, I think, well, who was it, the spirit that said, or was it you that was talking about everybody was like kind of just chilling at the beachfront? Who was?
No. Because I said something. She said something, and then I said, you asked her, would she be chilling on the beach waiting?
Yeah. Okay, that's what it was. Because she was like, why are everybody just chilling on the beach waiting like ain't shit popping? I'm like, bro, they're waiting on their people.
That's it.
They're on boats.
Not that. Like, I'm just, like, for me, it was just like, y'all gonna get tired, all of y'all sitting out there watching. Y'all don't need that many people. Y'all can take, you know, rounds.
Shifts. That makes sense.
Like, why are they all there?
And that's when I told the spirit, I'm like, well, what would you do if that was me? You was waiting on Washington.
I wouldn't take no shit.
And then my dumbass said, it's at a sea. And then the next scene, they're sitting right next to the water. They're, you know, it's a sea.
It's like, I think
right
that happened once with both of y'all. There was something she said too where it was like, it popped up immediately once she said it. It's like, here, since you want to talk shit.
It's like the dead fish.
Yes, there you go. It was something to where once she said something, once PJ said something, and after they said it, it was like, here,
this
movie
yes.
heard you. But, it's fine.
Okay.
But nah, so yeah, survivors are washing up and they're hearing more and more. And there's like a little farmer looking dude or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, this must be Godzilla. And they're like, what? He's like, Godzilla, man. Y'all know my Godzilla yet? Yeah. Fuck y'all be learning, teaching and shit. Like, Godzilla. Who raised you, niggas? And I don't know why they're having a ceremony. That's the only thing is that there's like notes here, but there's a lot of things that go by so quick though, and I'm not familiar with some of the customs that I kind of just have to say they're having a ceremony. Why? What type of ceremony? I don't know. I'm not gonna lie.
Is this the one with the long mask?
Yeah, that's when they had the mask with the long noses or something. Yeah,
this is their,
because that ceremony is going on. That's when he's telling them about Godzilla, because he was like, you know, back in my day,
yeah,
when you know the fish weren't biting or we wasn't getting a lot, we would offer up a fucking young girl sacrifice to the ocean. Yeah.
And that's some bullshit. Because how the niggas always sacrificing the girls? Why are we fucking sacrificing?
Because
can you beat us?
Niggas are trash and women are pure. I don't know.
No, that's really
that's how they think. This. I don't be sacrificing nobody.
I know, I'm just saying.
I think it just comes down to the stronger of, like, sorry, if either we're going to fight some niggas or we're just going to take the female. That's just, and that's unfortunate. Exactly, that's a bitch ass nigga. Like, hey, I'm either going to fight some nice, I'm gonna either try to fight, bring some niggas out there, or we're just going to strangle a girl that I know I could, like,
well, that's the thing. Bound they, didn't, and, they didn't, I don't know if they even bound them. I think they just was like, bye.
Oh, your turn. Go.
Yeah. You're the lucky one. Time to go to sea. I think that's pretty much. I don't know. Because you have to think, because if they talk about young girls, you know that they mom and dad, if they ain't with it, you want to fight their ass.
Right?
But that's probably back in one of those things like this. If you want the crops to come, this is what you need to do. I don't know. You know, there's probably some finessed way they got it out there.
The mind. Yeah. We haven't done Apocalypto, have we?
I've never even seen that movie.
Wow.
You know that Blu-ray was out of print for a long time. I think it just came back in print, but now I've never seen it. That's that Mel Gibson movie, I think, right?
Yeah. Oh, we got to see. Is that a Brit never seen?
Would that be big enough?
Those are so rare. Like, I'm so, come on.
Let's find out. I'll look and see how much you made at the box office. Okay. That will tell me.
I feel like I have, how many of those do I have just solo me?
You have 28.
No, I meant.
Oh, that you have for me.
That, yeah.
Oh, I'd have to look up and see.
It's like 6, 7.
Though, it cost 40 and made 120. So
come on.
Maybe I might go ahead and count that. But you said what I haven't seen?
Like the opposite way.
You wanted that, like Brent never seen numbers.
Yeah.
Let's find out. I'll go through the list.
That I have seen. Yeah. I know it's not.
Yeah, if you've seen it and I haven't, that's always a Brent never seen.
Oh, come on.
I'm scrolling.
I don't know.
Brent's never seen that. 11.
11?
Yeah, because Set It Off was the last one.
Ah, there we go. Okay. 11.
Because there's a couple that are Brent and PJ. I don't know what number that is. Yeah. That doesn't happen a whole lot.
So that doesn't, that's fine. That one counted though. That one definitely. Yeah. Okay.
And PJ.
Yes.
So he's telling him about that. But then later that night, it gets real motherfucking windy outside. And for some reason, I don't know what little dude was doing. It's like a little, like, I don't know, he's like 16 year old or something. He runs the fuck outside and he dies, I guess. Because Godzilla is out there destroying the fuck out of houses. And one person just looked like, they just said, man, you know what, fuck, I'm getting my 8 hours. Because they stayed laying down while the whole shit was coming down around them. It's like, look, I'm tired.
Fuck it.
I'm done,
bro. It's going to do what it does.
So, PJ.
Yes?
You get one, the first of many. And this is like a staple of Godzilla movies. But they don't have, I don't think they happen as funny. I'll tell you a fun fact about this. But they're having a town hall meeting where they discuss what the fuck to do and what's going on.
Yes.
And like I said, this is always movies, because they have to have a meeting. Like, what are we going to do about Godzilla? Do we call in the army? Do we shoot it with laser beams or some shit?
Mm-hmm.
There's a movie that came out. I think it's the last movie. It's the last Godzilla movie that Japan made recently. It's called Shin Godzilla.
Shin Godzilla.
I forget what Shin means. I think it was that. I forget what it means. Because Godzilla's definitely a bad guy again in that one.
Wait for it, guys. Hold on.
Oh, no. It just says it means a true, extended, new. So I guess it's just new Godzilla, I guess. But
the newest of the new.
But that Godzilla movie, this like town hall meeting scene that they have, like where they talking to go over diagrams, all that shit.
Yeah.
That's the whole movie. That movie is all about the bureaucracy of what happens when Godzilla comes. So you really don't see much of Godzilla at all, really, except for like, I think that movie's like almost 2 hours long. You probably see Godzilla like 15 minutes, maybe. Because it's like a satire-y type thing, though, because it's like, they'll all go into a meeting and be like, yo, this is the thing we need to do to beat Godzilla. And you get like a minute of them trying and failing miserably. And then it's like, it just cuts right back to the room again.
Back to the drawing board. So, got you.
A lot of people, it's like one of those movies that a lot of people don't like. I thought the shit was funny to me.
Because
it's just like, I know what to do with somebody. I know what to do. And then just hard cut to them just sitting in the room again and shit. So he's like, got you. Okay. Or they'd be like, oh, okay, I got that. We need to do this. And then a bus somebody comes in and is like, yo, you can't do that because you got to go through this person. So it's just a bunch of, like, all right, go this person. And then they try and fail. It's like, all right. And he's like, it's like, it's funny to me.
Okay.
But it's just like the government
you
side.
You said that's the last one.
Like, yeah, the last one has come out recently. Because when that.
Wow.
Because, you know, they make the American ones now. And I think the Japanese cast was like, yo, let's make one too of our own. Fuck it. But it'd be like this type of shit. If you want to see the action one, watch the American one. If you want to see this like satire one, you go watch that type of shit.
I don't think I would like that one as much.
I'm sure. But guess what? If we do a series, you'll have to watch it.
Yeah, that's how that works, huh?
But, you know, while we're at this point, we may as well just speak on Godzilla. Because, PJ, what is Godzilla?
He's a mutant from the bomb, right?
Awakened by the bomb.
Oh, yeah. He's a...
Unthawed.
It says, in the film Godzilla, Japan's authorities deal with the sudden appearance of a giant monster whose attacks trigger fears of nuclear holocaust during post-war Japan.
So,
in the film, PJ, Godzilla symbolizes nuclear holocaust from Japan's perspective and has since been culturally identified as a strong metaphor for nuclear weapons. The producer stated that the theme of the film from the beginning was the terror of the bomb. Mankind had created the bomb, and now nature is going to take revenge on mankind.
Mm.
The director filmed the Godzilla's Tokyo Rampage to mirror the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, stating, quote, if Godzilla had been a dinosaur or some other animal, he would have been killed by just one cannonball. But if he were equal to an atomic bomb, we wouldn't know what to do. So I took all the characteristics of an atomic bomb and applied them to Godzilla.
Okay.
Academics Ann Allison, Thomas Schnellbacher, and Steve Reifel have stated that Godzilla contains political and cultural undertones that can be attributed to what the Japanese experienced in World War II, and the Japanese audiences were able to connect emotionally to the monster. They theorized that these viewers saw Godzilla as the victim and felt that the creature's backstory reminded them of their experiences during World War II. These academics have also claimed that as the atomic bomb testing that woke Godzilla was carried out by the United States, the film, in a way, can be seen to blame the United States for the problems and struggles that Japan experienced after World War II ended.
Mm.
They also felt that the movie could have served as a cultural coping method to help the people of Japan move on from the events of the war.
Fuck!
Brian Merchant from Motherboard called the film, quote, a bleak, powerful metaphor for nuclear power that's still endures today. And on his themes, he stated, quote, it's an unflinchingly bleak, deceptively powerful film about coping with and taking responsibility for incomprehensible man-made tragedy, specifically nuclear tragedies. It's arguably the best window into post-war attitudes towards nuclear power we've got, as seen from the perspective of its greatest victims. Terrence Rafferty from the New York Times stated that Godzilla was, quote, an obvious, gigantic, unsubtle, grimly purposeful metaphor for the atomic bomb, and the film was extraordinarily solemn, full of earnest discussions. Fuck it. Mark Jacobson of the website New York Magazine stated that Godzilla, quote, transcends humanist prattle. Very few constructs have so perfectly embodied the overriding fears of a particular era. He is the symbol of a world gone wrong, a work of a man that once created cannot be taken back or deleted. He rears up out of the sea as a creature of no particular belief system, apart from even the most elastic version of evolution and taxonomy. I think I said it right. A reptilian id that lives inside the deepest recesses of the collective unconscious that cannot be reasoned with. A merciless undertaker who broaches no deals. Regarding the film, Jacobson stated, Honda's first Godzilla is in line with these inwardly turned post-war films and perhaps the most brutally unforgiving of all of them. Shame-written self-flagellation was in order. I think I said it right. And who better to supply the rubber-suited psychic punishment for the Rorschach-shaped big fella himself?
Wow. What is this, Wikipedia?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a bunch of shit about this
movie.
So here's PJP. Okay. Godzilla's a metaphor for the H-bomb, atomic bomb, all that shit.
Yes.
So basically this movie is saying, you know, mankind is fucking up with nature, you know, dropping nuclear bombs and shit, so Godzilla is the wrath.
You're wrong for that, by the way.
This is 54.
Yes.
I just want people to know that I feel America was so fucking wrong for that.
Dropping them bombs.
Mm-hmm.
America's done a lot of wrong shit.
We are just the wrong continent.
And if somebody's like, it's because of that you got your freedom. Boy.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I can't.
I know, but you know that's what they always say. Don't tread on me, Spirit.
You tread on me.
PJ.
Yes.
In the town hall meeting, they discuss a bunch of shit about Godzilla, but your boy, the doctor, don't remember his name right now. His name was Dr. Kyohei Yamane. So Yamane, that's his name. I'll give him his props.
Who am I then? Who's the F guy? Know.
Sarazawa is who you're probably thinking of. That's the guy that made the oxygen destroyer.
Sarazawa. That, yep, exactly.
So okay. The doctor's like, yo, we need to make a research team and study this shit. Mm-hmm. And so they...
Oh, I got you. Keep okay. Going. I got you. Yeah.
So they ship off. Like a bunch of people just ship off. The doctor, scientists, and Ogata, all girly, all them motherfuckers. They ship off. Mm-hmm. And they're going to the island. I forget the name of the island right now. Fuck. But where Godzilla was like seen there, I think. Mm-hmm. And oh, and at one of the people watching him go off is Sarazawa. He's out there in the crowd. Yeah. As PJ will say at this point, Emiko is engaged to Sarazawa. But yes. She looks at him like a brother, though. Don't want to get with him like that because she fucks with Ogata.
Yes.
So at one point, they're trying to think of a way to tell him nicely that, hey, I want to fuck your girl.
I probably already have fucked your girl.
Probably.
But let me just announce it formally, okay? Yeah. No hard feelings.
There you go.
Fuck.
So they're going out there looking over shit, and there's a big-ass footprint in the ground that is radioactive. So he tells everybody, mm-hmm. get the fuck back
yes.
from the skull crack.
They found a thing in
trilobites.
There.
Trilobites. Huh. Like a little fossil that came off of Godzilla's foot.
Yes.
And PJ, mm-hmm. all capital letters, you get Godzilla 22 minutes into the movie. A lot quicker than I thought, I remember, but...
Yeah. It was... He was there. Is this the rubber suit?
Peeking over the mountain and shit.
Yes.
What's good with y'all motherfuckers?
And they all ran down the hill. Fall, 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 run, run, run.
Trip, trip, trip.
Ah, Godzilla. But then he goes back into the water.
Yes.
But he leaves footprints again.
Well, he leaves the tail. He leaves the tail print. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, that shit swanging.
You see me swinging.
Girl, you see me swinging. Yes.
Who is that?
That's a mint condition.
Boom. That's it.
Or Stally. Stally did a version of that with Scarface. Yeah.
See, I wasn't thinking about that version. I was gotcha. Thinking that's
what I'm here for. Shit. PJ.
Yeah.
Another town hall meeting. This time. They're I think this is where the doctor tells him, like, yo, it's that H-bomb, bro. That shit woke him up. So we fought.
The doctor does.
Yes. I think that was what I said.
Naswagzali.
I don't think enough, because remember, Sarazawa don't really talk to nobody. He don't really come out that room until the end of the movie, remember? He's always down there kind of in that basement, down there hanging with Big Tigger and shit.
The doctor is the guy. Right over there. See, the basement. I got City. You.
Yes.
The doctor, the loner, the old guy.
Oh, Yamane.
The dad, the
Yamane,
pops.
Yamane.
Yes.
Yes.
What's Yamane. Up? Got it. I had to get his name because I was about to get real confused.
Well, we laughed at this point too, PJ. Because at this point, you know, they got pictures of Godzilla. They got all that shit. There's proof. And so one guy stands up and is like, yo, we need to not tell nobody about this shit because it's going to cause mass panic. And Girly is like, no.
Yes.
Fuck that.
That's people exactly need to why. Know. Yes.
And so they got to get big back and forth going until the dude runs over and try to get in her face. And she like, no, nigga. I said, we don't tell everybody.
The citizens need to know. That's it.
Pretty much.
She was saying, what is the correct thing to do? If
and that's
on a magnet, on that magnitude. Yes. What do you do? Do you inform the people or keep it
PJ, hush-hush. You're in a big position of power. You got to make that final decision. What do you do?
I tell the people. You fuck tell it. Them. I mean, what you going to do?
You ain't going to. How do you explain Godzilla?
I can't tell you what the fuck I saw, but I know what the fuck is out there.
You got
there.
Pictures?
Boom. Yeah. That's it.
But so, people be like, well, you know what they would say nowadays.
What?
That's a hoax.
All right. Fake news. Cool. Fuck it.
Photoshop. Yeah,
I told you. I told you. You can't say you aren't told and that you know now. We're working to handle this situation if you believe us. See, until then, I have no answers for you.
Just pull a Lawrence Fishburne from Event Horizon. We are leaving. Damn it, man.
Further notice. Yes.
I gotta show you that movie. Man.
Yes, that is it.
I wonder if I can even find that clip real quick.
Oh. Yeah, I don't. I mean, what else? You can't lie to the people.
Am I thinking of the wrong movie? There's two things I'm thinking of. There's one where there's like, we are leaving. They say it like that. But then there's one where it's like, he just like sees the screens, a bunch of crazy shit. He just pissed, but he's like, we're leaving. That might actually be the one I'm thinking of with Lawrence Fishburne. What is the other movie then?
Oh, shit.
Because it's just like, because fucking slight Event Horizon, you know, pothole real quick. That movie's basically a bunch of, like, they're trying to go through, like, some kind of, like, rift in space to do some time of jump. I forget.
Time warp shit.
It's like Event Horizon thing. But they end up going doing some weird shit.
And you use the title to describe what was happening.
Exactly.
That's what you did there.
But they end up basically going into, like, some type of hell dimension. And they see, like, on the screen a big vision of, like, them people getting torn apart. Shut up, PJ. They get torn apart and tortured. And then, if I remember correctly, your boy Lawrence Fishburne hits the screen and is like, boop, we're leaving. Like, no, fuck that. Done. It's a wrap. I think this might be the clip right here. Hold on.
Call your man.
That's not it. That's fucking Candy Crush or something.
Shit. We're leaving.
We're leaving.
No, no. Fuck all this.
Is this it? All right, let's find out. I gotta throw this in the bag, man.
Yeah, it's cold.
Maybe I hope this is the right one. Hold on, let me skip ahead a little bit. Make sure. Yep, that might be this is.
What is this?
Event Horizon.
Damn, Larry.
We're leaving.
That's the one. That is one. Okay.
Fuck all this shit.
The truest black person response to anything in a horror movie. Just like, nope, we out. That would have been the only way to make that blacker if he just said, we out.
Right. Oh my gosh.
I remember the very first time I saw that movie, I laughed so fucking
hard. That's one I have to.
Because he even took the pause too, like, to just process all the bull. Like, that, because that shit, he's just always like all kind of crazy shit. He's just like, we're leaving. Fuck this. I'm done.
I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry.
I gotta watch that.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man, they just put that like on
movies.
That's why black people survive in those movies, because we know when the fuck.
Well, I won't spoil that movie. PJ, would you best ask me though? You said something about that movie.
That's how I wind up watching a lot of.
Oh.
Like, he'll tell me some shit like that. I remember
clips like that.
Yeah, like that was like that for what? Like, how high? Never seen that shit till 11th grade.
Then all of a sudden. To that one. I was on
that shit was funny. This is about to be a. Can we do that? That might be
get
our
high.
Like,
take the test high. Get high scores. I'm sorry.
Come on.
What you talking about? Oh, man, what you talking about? Do what?
That, this.
That Event Horizon?
Yes, Event Horizon.
All right, yeah, we can do that. Do that shit one day. I'm with it. I ain't watched it in a long time, too.
We're leaving. Yeah.
Fuck this.
No more. Okay.
That's almost how it was a couple people in this movie, too. I did that Godzilla shit. That's like, we out. Fuck this. Fuck this, bro.
Yeah.
PJ. After the beef in town hall, my next note was that the doctor was upset. Yamane is upset. I don't remember at this point. I think he's basically, because he's pretty much upset the whole movie about the fact that they just want to kill Godzilla and not study.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably what he's upset about. That's what I'm going to say, because I don't remember. My next note is that you almost get ghost ship happening here, because there's a bunch of people out on a cruise. And I forget who asked it. Or somebody mentioned, like, man, what? The spirit's like, who are these dumbass people out there on the cruise ship? And I'm like, mama. There's a quarantine going on and people doing this type of shit right now. This shit is real. That's one thing about this quarantine shit that has proved to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
There's always people that watch movies like this to see this legit stupid shit.
Who would do that
in real life? You getting to see a lot of people do this in real life.
This is, yeah.
PJ.
Yes.
It's my right as an American to say, I ain't got to wear this mask. And then it is my right as a person in America too to work in this place until you get the fuck out.
That's it. I don't know what the fuck you want from me. Hey.
Legit, like, I went to the bank to go do, like, a wire transfer, and there was a guy that came in and just blatantly had no mask on. Dude behind the counter was like, yeah, you gotta go, or put a mask on. I can't serve you without a mask. He's like, oh, where did I say that at? And my man was like, he just kind of did, like, a look around. He's like, right here. The window. It says, you must wear a mask. And then he looked at him. He was salty. He just kind of looked. He's like, well, give me one of them masks then.
Yeah.
And he said, got some behind the counter if you ain't got none. He's like, and he just gained a mask and shit. He had to put. But then, of course, he only put it over his mouth. Didn't cover his nose either. So.
Of course. That's how, you know. That's Some niggas do.
Right. So like I said, next time you watch a movie and people do stupid shit, and you look over at your partner or whoever you with, or by yourself, whatever, you be like, who would really do something like that? Just look outside. You'll see a lot of it going on.
Wow. I guess they're needed, huh? They are needed in movies to remind us there are always stupid motherfuckers.
And there always will be stupid motherfuckers. PJ.
Yes.
The Godzilla doesn't destroy the cruise liner, though. They just kind of get another sighting. I think the motherfucker just kind of passing by. What's up? I'm pretty sure the boat don't get fucked up. I'm pretty sure. I don't remember the boat getting or the cruise liner getting fucked up.
I don't know. I know a lot of boats got fucked up in
this movie. A lot of boats get fucked up in this movie.
Yeah.
And trains, as we'll talk about.
Yes.
Trains and boats and buildings, I guess
you shall not pass.
Oh, that Lord of the Rings reference for that ass.
Huh? Right? Yeah, right?
Yeah, that was a good one. He did it, folks.
Yeah.
PJ, my next note is, what about the fucking guns? Because they're in another town hall meeting, and as PJ pointed out, that's basically the equivalent of what they're saying, because they're like, bro, all that research shit is good?
Yes.
How are we going to kill this motherfucker, though?
That's it. That's all. We need answers, okay? Detonation bombs, guns.
So we want to hit it with another H-bomb. We want to shoot some missiles at it. What we want to do?
What's his name?
Yamane.
Yamane was like, he was birthed from the H-bomb.
So what the fuck do you think another one will do, you jackass?
I mean, let's be reasonable here.
But then your boy basically looks at him and is like, yeah, but what about the fucking guns?
Come on, okay? Something. We got to try something. We're just sitting here twiddling our thumbs.
So who going to die next? We got to do something. You want this shit to keep happening? We got to get rid of it. We research that shit when it's dead. Basically.
We'll open it up for the autopsy and just see what the fuck is made of. Exactly. That makes sense.
Like they do aliens.
Wow.
Area 51. Huh. Autopsy videos.
See that.
Motherfucking Fox Mulder shit. X-Files reference, nigga. PJ, I don't remember that no more.
No, I just think they're really aliens.
There you go.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
You know.
They up there with the popcorn watching like, yo, this shit crazy, son. Look at these motherfuckers out here.
COVID-19 now, huh?
Like they got new that. What's that shit called? It's called the Rona. Yeah, that Rona shit. Yeah, look at this shit. They're crazy down here.
The Rona shit, yeah. Ooh, this season right here.
Man, this shit crazy, man.
Wait till, oh my gosh.
Season finale coming up, my nigga.
Oh, my gosh. Did I tell you I voted?
Yeah. I think you did last week.
Yes, yeah. I did. Thank you.
Well, I swear, by the time this come out, that shit's super over now. So if you're hearing this, I guess the world hasn't exploded. None of us got shot at this point. We're still here.
You're going to hear a deep shift after November 3rd if some bullshit happens.
It's going to be crazy in December, dog. New Christmas episode is going to have a fucking undertone to them.
Oh, shit.
It's going to be all like killer Christmas movies.
Let's go, okay.
Silent Night, Deadly Night, motherfucker.
I would watch that again just because.
Well, guess what? There are like 5 sequels. So you don't even have to watch the same one. I got part 2 upstairs.
Look at that.
So there you go. And I got Jack Frost 2. All that. Sequel.
Tell me about that. Wait.
Snowman movie.
I saw that.
Yeah, there's a sequel.
Oh.
Yeah. The Revenge of the Mutant Killer Snowman. And that motherfucker's in like Hawaii on a beach or some shit. Don't ask me how, because I don't remember.
Okay. I was about to.
She has officially fallen asleep, folks. First snore of the night.
Wait for it.
But see, she's over there, so maybe it won't pick up as hard. We'll find.
She's gonna wake up.
Listen in, won't
she? She'll wake up.
She will.
By the time it's like.
She somehow wakes up usually by the time we get to the car.
Yeah, that's what we'll get there.
So we will continue, PJ.
All right.
Oh, right here. This must be where it actually happened because my next one is that Emiko loves Ogata, not Sarazawa. So this must be where they confessed the love for each other.
Yeah. So deep.
Touching. Yeah, because there was a reporter dude that comes in and is like, yo, can you get me with Sarazawa? I tried to holler at him. He told me to fuck off. But y'all know you was girl's fiance, so can you get me in? And at first, Ogata was going to go with her, but she's like, nah, let me break it to him easy. We don't need him whooping your ass like he will later.
Just relax, okay?
But then she fucked with him. Then the reporter talks to him. He's asking a bunch of questions. And your boy Sarah's always like, man, nah, you know, it's just, I can't tell you about all that, man. You know, it's just what I was working with some shit. So he leaves. And after that, girl, he's like, so what's good? What the fuck you been doing down here? He's like, yo, if I show you this, you can't tell nobody.
Yeah.
It's all a little secret. And she like, I got you, man. Go tell nobody.
Yeah.
So we got these little silver pellets. puts one in the fish tank with a bunch of fish. Mm-hmm. You don't see what happens, but you hear it open up. It fizzles like a motherfucker. What's those things called? You pump in the
bath bombs.
No, I mean like that. That's not. I was thinking Alka-Seltzer. That's what I was thinking. It does that effect.
Some grandma shit right there. Yeah,
Alka-Seltzer. I'm old. PJ, you don't see what happens because it cuts. It just shows her reaction to it. She's looking at her eyes, gets wild, and she's like, oh!
Yes, you know, looks away.
It's terrifying. And your boy kind of looks at it disgusted like, oh my God, I made this. You know, some type of
life. I am this type of evil. Okay.
And PJ, damn, the spirit is asleep now, but when she gets back home, Ogata... And there's a little young dude that survived. I think one of the boats, he's there with him. And he comes in and he probably ready to, he like hype. He's like, so what'd he say? What'd he say? And she kind of just does like, as the spirit said, a dramatic head turn. I cannot speak of this right now. That type of shit.
Yes, I must leaveth this place.
And after she goes home, PJ, Godzilla pops back out of the water. And PJ, I made a note specifically for you here.
Uh-huh.
Godzilla pops out of the water. It says, quote, remind PJ of concept. So what was this concept you spoke about?
I got you. Imagine
in a world.
In a world where we have Godzilla.
Right.
And the Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, you want them to fight?
The Loch Ness Monster is a female.
Are you trying to have them fight?
They have babies.
Are you trying to have Godzilla
fight? And that is a new creature right there.
Loch-Zilla.
Right? That sounds like some Bloods versus Wolf shit. Ooh. So we can get that going. Lockzilla.
I'm trying to think of Godzilla's fault, anything that looks like them. I mean, all we know about Black Monster is like the head, right? Coming out of the water.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, Nessie. Yeah.
I can't think of, I don't think there's anything like that.
No? Okay.
Maybe Gamera, but I don't think Godzilla.
I think I have something Gamera there. Might be a.
Well, I mean, I wasn't thinking about, you know, kaiju porn.
Huh.
But kaiju giant monster movie, like a Japanese thing.
Ah, okay. Just don't worry about it. Okay, got you. Yeah,
you hear kaiju, just think giant monster. That's what.
Okay,
but no, I was not thinking of that, PJ.
Right.
So, listeners, if you're listening, hey, artists out there, draw us an artist rendering of what you think Lockzilla would look like.
Lockzilla.
Hey, Steven Izzy, I know you'll do it.
That's it.
There you go.
Come on,
Steven Izzy will draw Lockzilla for you. And we will see what it looks like, PJ.
A Godzilla. It has to be aquatic, but also, would it be? Or I mean, maybe Godzilla they would come out.
Shit,
what if you have one or the other, though? Like, you're either maybe like your pops or you're straight aquatic.
See, I got both of my parents' features, PJ.
Ah,
there you go.
That's tell you the what, one that PJ, gets hated on.
PJ?
Yeah.
It's up to Steven Izzy. They will come up with the final decision for this.
Let's go.
Because I know they'll draw it out.
Let's go.
Okay. PJ.
We got it. It's already here. We got it by the time this comes out.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you. We've probably already seen it.
Yes.
The PJ.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we also made a note. This is where you first started really noticing the sets. The miniatures. Tell me about these
train?
Miniatures. All that shit. Because my next actor that's train destroyer. So, yes. Tell me about this train.
PJ. It's, there's a city, but it's like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood type of city. Where it's very small. Very quaint.
Oh, this movie is in black and white, too. So, it kind of. Helps, like, it did not as noticeable.
Yes. I wouldn't until they just got straight up on
until
it.
Until they started like, really getting close shots.
Yes. Yeah. They had cars, parked cars.
Yeah, he was real hype about it. He's like, they got the parked car out there.
I don't know why. I don't, that shit just blew my mind.
The Tyco truck. It.
Man. Tyco truck. Yeah.
I know those references.
The little Hot Wheels. Yeah.
Playmobil.
Oh, whoa.
You know, there's a Playmobil movie. Like how they did Lego movie, they made a Playmobil movie. Joy from Soul Wizard hit me to it. That's real.
I might have
we
to
We might have
that.
To pull that one out one
okay.
day.
Okay. See what that was talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah. PJ, this train gets destroyed, though. Tell them about this train getting destroyed, PJ.
Oh, Godzilla's coming through for some reason. What they do? Fuck with him or they just...
That motherfucker just come up sometimes. Just, like he come up for air sometimes just to stretch his legs and shit like that.
Just like the bomb and the radiation.
Just like, there you go. And, see?
Wow.
You just be sitting at home chilling, all of a sudden, just going crazy outside.
Ah, yeah. Wow.
Metaphors, PJ.
Wow. Well, this train's coming, and he says, you shall not pass.
Pretty much.
Ha.
Another
foot stomp, right. Train collision even right into
he,
the foot.
I was about to say, he bikes the motherfucking train at one point, man. It's hanging out. That's like a picture that's like famous, too, with the train hanging out his mouth.
Yeah.
And then he drops on the ground. You see the people like kind of hanging up, and it's like, oh, foot crushed.
Yes. They're dead.
As fuck.
And he's just fucking up the city right now. He's going through electrical wires and like...
Yeah, like the... Was, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm thinking of something. Yeah, you're right. Electrical wires.
This
there's,
is it, right?
There's a fence later out. Whereas right now, it's just the wires. It's not the fence.
Okay.
That's what I was thinking of.
I don't remember the fence. So,
I'm gonna tell you about
the wires...
Month.
Yeah, he goes through the wires, goes to the town, but then he winds up going back into the...
Goes back into the sea.
But they were shooting him the whole time. Like,
and he's like, Nick, it's nothing.
Yes. They're like spitballs to a human. Much. Like, all right, you know, that tickles. Ha, very cute.
It's nothing.
I'm going to still fuck your shit up.
Stop what you're doing. It's worthless. It's useless. Don't you... This does nothing to me.
No. God damn it. Fuck.
So PJ, they have another meeting. Mm-hmm. And this is where they come up with the idea of, hey, let's put an electric fence around the perimeter and fry his ass. And evacuate the city, too, so that if he comes back, people will be cut down on some casualties.
Yes. I remember that.
And when they were evacuating, I made another note for PJ because he noticed that as they were handing baskets up to the people in the trucks, one of them accidentally opened up and it was empty.
Yes, it was.
And PJ liked it.
Where the fuck are you going? Huh? Empty baskets? You think this shit is for play?
There's no time. We gotta go.
So we're just bringing the basket just...
I don't know.
It to pick up shit along the way.
You weren't supposed to notice that, PJ. You're looking...
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Supposed to notice that.
You're right.
Stop watching the movie, PJ.
That's it. All right. Back to Godzilla. Yes.
Now they're building that wall. Not the wall like the old bitch boy talked about.
Yes.
An electric wall. Because, like I said, they want to fry his ass.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, next note. Okay, I know you wanted to talk about this. My next note is, quote, I'm going to get father's permission. PJ.
Yeah.
I know you looked away for a minute, but tell him a little bit about that, and I'll finish it up for you wherever you go blank.
My man's, he was...
Ogata. Yes.
Was about to tell...
Emiko's
dad, hey, you know, I know you have this marriage arranged
with Sarazawa.
Yeah, but...
He's like her brother, and I want to be her lover.
Oh, shit. Those are bars. I'm kind of fucking your daughter right now, what I'm trying to say. So, if you could just come on in and just sit down, you know, hey, babe, I got it. I'm going to just let him know. So...
Yeah, I'm going to break it down.
He comes in, but... You know, scientists getting into scientist shit.
Yeah.
Pop still wants to, like...
Research.
Yes. And that's just not the way, all right? We want to fuck some shit up. We need them dead, Pop. So, fuck you and your ideas. We need to drop bombs, all right? If you don't agree, you can get the fuck out.
That's right. Because when he says that shit, because they have a little back and forth, not dissimilar from PJ and Spirit sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But this one ended with him saying, wait, so you think we should kill him too? The doctor said... And Ogata's like, yeah, I think we should kill before he calls more damage. She's like, get the fuck out. Get the fuck out of my house. Get the fuck out.
That was not supposed to be your answer. And God damn.
Of course, girly looking like, what the fuck am I going to do?
Right?
Because now my dad don't like you.
Nah.
More bars.
Ah, man, right? Fuck.
So PJ,
mm-hmm.
Now he don't know what to do.
No, he doesn't.
But he'll figure it out later.
Oh.
My note right there was Ogata fails in all capital letters.
He said, I admit that I could have. I
handled
wasn't
that better.
Yes.
Godzilla's back. And you know that electrical gate we had that whole scene building up and saying this is going to stop him?
Mm-hmm.
It don't stop him. He goes right through that shit. And he displays what will be one of the defining traits of the Godzilla character, the atomic breath. It's weird because this is black and white, but you know, in the color movies, there's always this big blue beam that comes out of his mouth. But in this, it just looks like a bunch of smoke. It's because it's, you know, black and white and everything. But he ends up actually melting a bunch of the poles holding the wires.
Mm-hmm.
So that shit is nothing now.
Mm-hmm.
And then because he's pissed off, now he just starts shooting fire at all the people. Just imagine just a wave of fucking, like, nuclear blast hits you hard as fuck.
They die.
That's what's happening instantaneously. To these people. So, just like when the bomb dropped and it hit all, big wave of radiation hit all of them. It's the same thing, PJ. That's what I'm saying. Because PJ thought this shit was going to be sweet.
God.
Like,
damn.
This first Godzilla movie ain't with the fucking children shit.
No, it's not.
This shit is real, PJ.
I would have very sobering moments.
Oh, one is coming up real soon in these notes.
Okay.
And I also put the note in brackets, all the effects. Because this is where you get the atomic breath, you get the miniatures melting, you get the miniatures, period. But then you get the rear projection because they got the little people driving the car and the background is all weird looking.
Yeah.
But then they crash, so then you get the stop motion of the car rolling. Just every fucking effect from this era you got in this.
Yes. Scene. It was beautiful. Very well put together. It would have fooled me if I was born in 1945.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
See what I did there? Yeah.
And then PJ.
Uh huh.
Just there can be no happiness right now. Ultimate destruction. There's a building with a little bird tweeting the shit. What do you call that shit? What do you call it? Chirping.
Chirping.
That's the word.
Yes.
Bird is chirping. Twitter has ruined it.
It's a brand new day and the birds, they chirping.
Who was that?
Oh, that was a Migos reference.
Oh, well, that's why I didn't know that.
That's an old Migos. Yeah.
But no, the bird is chirping. Godzilla kind of stops his tracks and like does like a slow head turn. Like, what the fuck? And he whips whips the tail like, get the fuck out of here with that shit. There ain't no hope out here right now. The bird died.
Right. Hey, it's all destruction out here. I'm on an evil path right
That's
now.
That's right.
You are in my way.
And me and PJ laughed, but then here was probably the most sobering moment, I think, with PJ. I mean, he can tell me if I'm wrong. Because we laugh about the bird getting killed and all this shit. Oh, look at the miniatures. Ha, ha, ha. Then immediately cut to a mother and her three kids laying on the ground, holding their kids' heads in her arms. And she says, and I quote, "We're going to meet Daddy.
We're going to meet Daddy." That touched me.
And
that
I said, PJ, smile, laughter immediately went done.
Nothing. That she said, oh. And it was fire all around. And you know there was no escape because
they were going to die.
Yeah.
And like I said, PJ went from, That was the reaction.
Oh. Yeah, it was bad.
We're going to meet Daddy, PJ.
We're going to.
And that was the mom saying that to the children.
Three of them. She had them cradled in the corner. Just like, oh, I wish. Oh, oh. It's so.
Come on. I know. I saw it live.
It touches me every time. Okay.
And while this is all going on, you also got some people giving out the radio report because, well, I mean, they're not doing radio. There is TV effects, too, though. What the hell are you doing?
I look stupid.
What the hell are you doing? PJ's like got
he's glow in the dark. He's got
Oh, okay. Can't, to let the people on the audio version know, PJ has the spirit made us buckets of candy and pumpkins and shit. And he was trying to see if he glow in the dark, so he's just holding a basket or bucket up to his eyeball. I didn't know what the hell was going
on. What the fuck are you doing, man? Yeah. No, you saw. You saw what I did. I'm justified, right?
Yeah, justified. You can see my insanity.
See? Bow. Okay. Okay.
Making noise on the mic. That's, too, I saw that. Shit.
I saw damn, that spike right there.
Damn. Ain't even leave, PJ.
Yes.
Radio reporters had it. And this, I made my own note in here. I just said, damn, guys, they got some thick ass thighs. Because you get a tight ass shot of guys.
I remember that.
They show a fucking leg stomping something down and it take up the whole screen and shit to show the size. See?
And that was a.
That was a person in a suit.
Most of this was
a person in a suit.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
It's not like King Kong was a lot of stop motion shit. He's like, no, just put the motherfucker in a suit, bro. Just
film it. Let's go. Okay. Let's go. Okay.
And those people that were doing the TV report, radio report in the tower, they die too.
Oh, is that the one?
Because they're like, this may be our final broadcast. Yeah. And all that shit. Yeah, tell them about it. Fuck.
Yeah, the guy, he was, at first he said, no, we're not going to die. Godzilla is coming to us. Or Gojira. It's coming towards us, but we are not going to die. I'm going to take you through this whole thing. Oh, shit. Godzilla's up on us. Oh, he's taking out the tower. Oh, shit. Hey, these are the final moments. I witnessed it with my eyes. Just know this nigga is real and he's the fucking truth.
It's not a hoax.
I'm dead.
And they all, the tower falls and it shows all the people falling off and then it crashes to the ground.
Yeah. Fuck.
So like I said, shit's real out here. So.
Yeah, Godzilla's, you know, taking names out here. It's not a game.
And you get all, and this is where PJ, I made a note, you get all the strings, PJ. Because airplanes start to circle Godzilla and shoot missiles at it. And every string in the world is visible.
Yes!
And it's wonderful.
Do they send them down? Or did they, how did string, or they just toss them off stream?
Some of them, because the way the strings look, there might have just been like a track that they were on, kind of. Like doing like a circle over it because that's the way it looks with the strings at least.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's see, I got you.
Filmmaking right there.
Yeah. But none of that shit works, PJ. Well, no. I mean, with Godzilla, I mean, filmmaking works.
Yes.
This shit they doing though don't work. Godzilla just goes back to those.
Mm-hmm.
And you get all the aftermath and carnage and damage. Survey the scene the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And in the American version, this is where it starts at. Because to those of you that don't know, if you've seen this movie, you probably do, because that version was the main version here for a long time until they finally released this version. Mm-hmm. I remember when they released this version, like when it was like, hey, we're going to release the original version. I had to be like middle school.
Because I was going to say, 10, 11, 12?
Maybe 12, 13.
12, 13?
Because I remember it was a big deal, because we grew up with just having the Raymond Burr version. So I watched it. I'm like, this is like a whole different fucking movie. Because the Raymond Burr version, to explain it, because it's called Godzilla King of the Monsters, the original version. They add Raymond Burr. And they basically say,
our Godzilla.
The one I showed you, remember they were splicing in the white dude with the Japanese people?
Yeah. That one. So Americans is Godzilla.
Yes.
The king of the
monsters. Yep.
Monsters. Got you.
So yeah, that he plays a reporter named Steve Martin. Ha. And he flies to Japan.
Yes.
And he's actually during the Godzilla attack. That's why the first scene is the aftermath and carnage, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. To put him into the storyline, they basically make him like homies with Sarazawa. He's like, he's actually going to visit him.
Mm-hmm.
And he ends up running into Emiko and oh boy, Ogata. And he's there for every major scene. But to make it look like they were talking to him, they would just cut back and forth between him and Emiko.
And we believed it.
Oh, back then, yeah. I mean, yeah. 1954, he's like, oh, it's a movie. We're not thinking that much about it.
Ah, wow.
And then to have scenes where they actually had them together, they would shoot from the back. They would have somebody dressed up like Emiko or Old Boy, and they would just film it from the back so you couldn't see their face.
They
would have
got me. I would have been fooled as fuck.
As a kid, I was, like I said, I didn't really know it was that much different until that version came out.
What the and fuck I watched is it, this? And it's
like, oh, there's like plot points, all kind of shit that's going on.
Ah, yes. Okay.
So, there you go. So if you're listening to us talk about this movie, you're like, where's Raymond Burr? That we watched the original version. That's why you don't see him.
Yeah. Fuck out of here with the American version. It's not as good.
It's not.
Honestly, I've only seen clips, but it's not as good. I need the original.
Yeah.
OG over here.
PJ.
Yes.
My next note is, I gotta break that promise. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Emiko. Shit's too much now. Like that last night, all that shit we talked about is too wild now.
Yeah.
So if Sarazawa got a way to stop this shit, he need to use that shit. So she tells Ogata about it. He's like, well, we need to let's go get him.
Come on. What the fuck are we doing?
Yeah.
This is where she tell. Is this where we see?
This is where they flash back because she tells Ogata about the oxygen destroyer. Mm. It cuts back to when they show him use it, but this time it shows what actually does.
Yeah,
and I forget the exact explanation, but it's basically let's say it liquefies oxygen.
Yeah,
it takes the oxygen out or whatever, and then liquefies it.
It's reverse osmosis.
There you go, PJ.
Right?
Like when the fish are in there after it dissipates, or whatever, the fish just becomes just skeletons, and there's no trace of them. It's just nothing.
Yes,
and I think even the skeletons disappear after a while.
Yes.
So that shit is going to, whatever is in the water will fucking die.
Purify the fuck out of water.
Remember that for later.
Yes. Okay.
Your boy Ogata goes up to Sarazawa to have a meeting. Because at first, Emiko kind of tricks him because he's like, y'all want to meet with you. But then old boy pop around. He's like, oh, you here too?
Ah.
What's good?
Yeah.
What's happening? What's popping?
Come on. And I asked. I started having questions. Like, come on, man. They popping up together? Like, you don't. You know what's going on here.
PJ wondered. He's like, does he know? But like, you have to know if they always together. You got to know something's going on. You got to know.
During when he was fucked up. Did we already pass that part?
When he got, no, that's here.
That's here?
I was later. You
know? Oh, okay.
Because he tells on boy, Ogata tells Sarazawa, like, hey, look, I want to use the destroyer. And your boy kind of gives shoots a girl. He look like, oh, where you told him? And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what the oxygen destroyer is. What the fuck? That's a comic book? What the fuck? I don't know what that is. That's some new dishwasher liquid, motherfucker? Like,
yeah.
OxyClean, nigga?
But she confesses, hey, no, I really told this man everything, all right? You're the only chance of us winning, okay? Yeah. We it's Godzilla. You see the electric fences we built? You see what the fuck is going on here?
All fucking day putting up an electrical fence barrier. And that shit did nothing.
No. You have to help us. Please.
He out here chewing trains up and smashing trains. Out here burning moms and their kids, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Killing the damn. He killed my favorite news reporter out here in this bitch.
God damn.
Like, come on, son.
That's something my man, right?
Man.
Damn. So, is this where he gets like real philosophical? Right here.
I think
here.
It comes a little slight. Oh, I think okay. It's after this part because your boy's like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm out. And they follow him down there. He's trying to, like, I guess, burn his notes or something. So Ogata and Sarazawa fight over a bag a little bit. But then they kind of cut away. But then when you cut back, you see Ogata's ass is on the ground, knocked the fuck out.
So I don't know
if he was, like, the bag knocked him out. Your boy Sarazawa stole on his ass.
Oh, yeah. He got his ass whooped.
But he gets it up and his head is bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
And your boys, they sit him down and girly, you know, puts the thing, like, wraps his head up.
I think that's the aggression that just knowing... You're fucking my bitch, all right? But I'm not going to say anything, and I'm going to keep it cool. But then she shows this nigga that I'm fucking with this man and not you. Because they're talking, and the whole time they're talking, she's like, she's so attentive to this man. Rapping his head. Oh, baby, you got a bruise right there. Let me just do that for you. But he's talking, But he's basically, this is where he gets philosophical.
Yeah, this is also, this is right after Joe.
And he's telling him, look, like, I may be an evil genius for inventing this, but I still want to save humanity. And I know that if I give this to the wrong people, or if anybody finds out about this, it's going to be all bad for the world.
These are H-bombs against H-bombs, A-bombs against A-bombs.
Come on.
Like, it's not, then that shit doesn't do anything but cause more destruction.
That's it. So, no, I still cannot help you.
Mm. And this is our wearing moats. I made a note for you, too. You said Sarazawa was acting in this scene.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he does, like, the dramatic. He was like, oh.
I grabbed his hair and pulled his hair back. I'm so conflicted. Yes. Uh-huh. That was angry.
But see, now,
yes,
life is going to take that confliction pain and, like, put salt in that wound right quick. Because they turn on the TV. And they're like, you know, to lift everyone's spirit in this time of fucked upness, you know, all this dead people going on. We just gonna have the girls' choir sing a song and then actually play footage of the carnage.
Yeah.
To show that, you know, all this bad shit going on. No, we stay strong out here.
Goddamn.
And so you get the montage of, like, all the destruction and death going on with the girls' choir singing.
Yeah.
And your boy Sarazawa just like, man, for real, y'all had to do me like that. Y'all had to hit me with this shit.
That's it. 100 girls deep. Goddamn.
And that was a fucking choir, dog.
A mass.
That was choir. Like the whole church congregation. And literally. Shit. Like
top to bottom. And the bottom pews.
There you go. Yes. So, he of course, after watching the footage, he's like, hey, man, look. If we use the destroyer, I'm burning this fucking thing because nobody's going to use it. This is a one time deal.
Yeah.
I'm going to get rid of this shit. So he starts burning the notes. And then girly, she gets her acting on because she just goes like, she like kneels down against the table. Because I'm thinking at this point because she knows what the fuck this movie's going to have as an ending.
Mm.
And because he looks at her and he's like, this is how it's got to be. I can burn the notes, but the knowledge is still up here.
And I thought he was saying that as in, I could always recreate.
Well, that's what he said. He says, what if I'm coerced into doing this again and, you know, for the wrong reason?
The evil is still in me.
So basically, what if I get, like, captured and they torture me? Like, hey, nigga, what's up with that destroyer? I don't know what you're talking about. Bruh.
Fuck.
What's up with the destroyer? I don't know what you're talking about.
I should have seen where this was going, huh?
So that's what he's saying. I'm not dealing with that shit.
Oh. Wow.
I think she realizes that.
Huh.
But it's the only way, PJ, unless this will keep happening unless he uses the destroyer.
Right.
Because he was saying, like, one tiny capsule killed a whole fishbowl.
Mm-hmm.
A big-ass one can take out the whole ocean.
Come on. We got to kill this guy.
So if we do kill Godzilla out there, unfortunately, it's going to be mad fish grave out there.
Yeah.
But Godzilla would be dead, too. And the bones will go away.
Huh.
Leave a refreshing mint flavor. I'm sorry. That's Mr. Scientist. Just
clean that out right there.
Leaves nothing but the fresh scent of pine.
It's fucked up.
I'm sorry. It's Mystery Science Theater. I'm sorry. But so they're going out to sea to go find Godzilla. They're using like the Geiger counter to try and pinpoint where exactly Godzilla is.
What did you call that?
Geiger counter.
That the real?
Yeah, that little thing with like.
Oh, what is that called? A Geiger counter.
Geiger counter. Yeah. I actually did that kind of good. I'm proud of myself for that.
Wow. Right. I got that. That was okay. Geiger counter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they were using. And they pinpointed, like, Godzilla is right down here.
Yes. You two take... No, first, Buddy was like, hey, I'm going to just go down there, and I'm going to release the bomb myself.
Yeah.
But then...
Ogata.
The Mr. Ogata was like, hey.
I'm sorry, he's
no, fuck that. You're a new beginner, all right?
You don't know anything about diving. You're not a professional.
What the fuck are you planning right now? This is when it started to, like...
It started to hit you, like, what's about to happen?
Yeah. But he goes down with him. So I thought it was okay. I thought it was all good. They reach the bottom, and you know they start searching and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's kind of like we found him. Back up. Hold on.
Well, yeah, because the Godzilla kind of peeks around the corner, like, the fuck is that?
You got me. Yeah. All right. Back up. Let's
back it up. Back it up.
Let's readjust. And then Ogata gets. Who gets?
Well, yeah, I think Sarazawa like pulls on his line or does something so that they start pulling him up.
Yes,
and he realizes that homeboy ain't coming, so he's like, Sarazawa, he goes yelling for him and shit.
Yeah,
and he gets back up there and he's telling him like, yo, pull him up.
Yeah,
but Sarazawa's down there. He's like looking at Godzilla and he says something. You know, he has his little, you know, his last words and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then he opens up the oxygen destroyer, And I think Godzilla starts to come near him out there. He's like starting to approach that motherfucker. And he cuts his line so that they, because they're pulling up on him. But then they get to the end of the line. They're like, oh, he cut his line.
That's it. Yes.
So your boy, the doctor, just kind of like,
well. And then he radios, hey.
Yeah, he's telling them what's happening.
I detonated the shit, whatever, whatever. But what you need to know?
Oh, yeah.
Is be happy with my bitch, all right?
He says, you two will be happy together. So it's like, he knew the whole time.
He got me. Oh.
Got PJ. The whole time PJ was questioning, how does he not know? How would you not realize? He's like, right. Bro, PJ's like, he's like, PJ, I knew. I knew the whole time.
I gave me the answer. Come on. That hurts. That hurts. Because he was...
Like I said, the movie pulled this shit ain't no joke. No, it's all the emotions and feelings.
Okay.
And so the oxygen destroyer does its job. It destroys the fucking oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
Godzilla's down there basically like screaming out in pain. And then he gets to the point that motherfucker like rigor mortis or something, because he's like kind of just like with his arms just like floating up around the top.
Yeah.
Like I think they do a Godzilla action figure in that bitch or something.
Oh, gotta go. All right. Yes.
And he's the water boiling. He starts falling down to the sea
floor. Yeah.
And then he turns into a big ass skeleton.
Real quick.
What's up?
When he came up to surface, right?
Right.
He breathed oxygen. So would he not be able to...
I don't know. Well, maybe because it was burning the rest of his body, because the water was... The oxygen was turning to liquid. Some of her probably just like, God damn! Screaming and shit.
It was the last bat.
So it's like your head and nose out there, but the bottom part of you was still basically melting.
I got
so, you. Yeah, so yeah, I think that was going to help. You can breathe all you want. You're still
on fire.
There you go. It's like you can already, like, you know, in the old, like, Cannibal Holocaust shit where they tied up to the wood plank, and it's like they start burning at the feet. So they breathing like a motherfucker, but your body is melting under them.
You could think you okay, but no. Under pretty the surface. Much. Okay. I see.
There you go.
I thought I found a loophole, see, but that wasn't.
It's Cheryl Hondo was like, oh, no, the fuck you didn't.
I got it. Okay, cool.
And so my next note is everyone's sad because the movie ends basically depressing as fuck. Because, you know, Sarazawa's dead, so he is probably sad. But I meant to say Ogata and Emiko. Sorry. Ogata and Emiko, because Emiko, of course, is sad because, I mean, she still, like, was cool. I was like, she said it was like my brother, so it's basically like she lost a brother.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ogata, like I said, gets that salt, rubs it in there, because he's like, he told us to be happy. And she starts bawling her eyes out. And then you get Dr. Yamane basically looking into the camera like, you know, this monster was awoken by us using these, you know, fucked up weaponry.
Yes!
And if people continue to use fucked up weaponry, there may be another Godzilla popping up somewhere else. It will cause more death and destruction.
Oh. Message! That's it! Leave it with that!
And after he says that, you know, you get like the little somber shot of everybody sad and the music playing and, you know, the boat rolling and then the end. That's Godzilla.
Hey. Fuck.
Yeah.
Got me.
Not what you expected, huh?
No, I was expecting the other Godzilla.
You expecting like the Godzilla dance and shit and all that?
Yeah, or him fighting the other monster with the...
You will get that, but it's later on. They actually kind of get it with the next one, but...
Kind of. You said kind of. Yeah. It's not a... Okay.
If we ever get to the next one, I'll show it to you.
Okay.
But yeah, that was the original Godzilla from 1954, y'all. PJ has finally watched it.
It only took me 29 years, you know? Yeah.
I have a question to ask you about this. Mm-hmm. We'll get to it because first we got to play promo. Play some advertisements. Make Age Radio some of that money. And cut someone aside too.
Goddamn right.
And we will be right back as PJ pours Ash and the poor.
Perfect.
What is that line? It's at the one too many.
One
line.
Too many.
It's been there multiple times.
I was about to say, I wish I could say it's been one too many. All right.
We'll be right back.
Yes.
Happy to have you with us this evening and want you to enjoy every minute of your stay here.
Listen to me. Please listen. If you don't, if you won't, if you fail to understand, then the same incredible terror that's menacing me will strike at you!
Are you ready to enter the sci-fi double feature drive-in? Every month we hold a special double feature with a very interesting theme thought up by your host, the conspiracy-loving Elisa, and yours truly, Jarrett the Kaiju Man Weglin. We discuss giant monsters, little monsters, genetic abominations, robots gone awry, aliens coming to Earth, cryptids, and anything in between. So join us at the sci-fi double feature drive-in podcast every first and third Thursday of the month, and don't forget to stop by our snack bar. First,
so PJ,
yes,
what did you think about the original Godzilla as he takes his shot?
Oh, so almost right, not nearly enough.
Damn, you took exactly that.
See, I'm good at this shit. This man. Is what I do.
Alcoholism.
Oh, shit.
What's good, Fee?
What did this... Okay.
Oh, before you do that, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you. Is this the first, like, non-American Godzilla movie you've ever seen?
Yes.
I mean, literally. I guess that's kind of good because you start with the original. Because the American movies don't really follow any of this shit. They're all their own thing.
I haven't seen... No, yeah.
What American ones have you seen?
I can't tell you. I don't know.
When did you see them? When was the last time you watched the Godzilla movie?
In Mifflin Middle School. So it was like seventh grade.
So you saw the 1998 Godzilla movie. Where it's basically a giant lizard running around at night around buildings and shit.
Yes!
A big pile of fish in there.
Yes, that's it.
That's the movie that she likes. That's the one that she was talking about earlier. Oh. And I said it's trash.
Oh.
So there you go. I knew that's what you was going to be talking about. So that's the only Godzilla movie you've ever seen.
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that, people.
I have pity on your soul. Yes. Oh,
I was just curious if you've seen like.
I don't remember that one though, like because it was just one time.
If
during...
we do this series for her, I'd have to do that weak ass movie. So we would watch it one day, but not for a very long time.
But you won't do for love. Ooh. Okay.
So, but I'll say, since you've never seen any of these Japanese, what did you think of this then? Especially as an introduction to Godzilla for real. Because that, I don't count that as God. Fuck that movie.
Okay.
this is Godzilla.
I feel like I'm harsh on like introductions to like movies I haven't seen. Mm-hmm. But this one really.
Say how you feel, dog.
It got me.
Okay.
Like it's a. It grabbed me with the solemnness of it.
Yeah, the
references of what was going on. And for the time, I mean, it would have had me. Like, if I was growing up watching this, it would have had me. The man and the girl.
You think you'd be scared of this as a kid if you saw it?
No, I wouldn't be scared. Okay. I would be...
Because I count this as a horror movie because, nigga, the Japanese people watch this was horror, real life shit. This is like the horror of real life, but just displayed as a giant monster.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, this can kind of horror movie.
I think that's why it's the duality of it. Huh. If I was watching it by myself, it would be a 6.
Okay.
But.
What's the hustle score?
Hustle score 7.
7.
It's good.
So you did like it. You did enjoy your time watching
it. I did enjoy it. Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
PJ.
Mm-hmm.
I love Godzilla movies.
Mm-hmm.
Got all of them pretty much. Mm-hmm. Even out of print was,
Nah, he's that nigga. Yes.
But this one, while I enjoy it, it's not my favorite. Oh. Yes. My favorite is probably like the 6th or 7th one.
Fuck.
One of those two numbers. But it's when this goofy shit is my favorite one, honestly. But I do like, this was definitely in being my top 10 favorite of all the Godzilla movies. And there's 36. So that's saying something.
All together.
Yeah.
Come on.
So this would definitely be in the top 5 I do enjoy. Because, like I said, they get a super different vibe. Sometimes they'll come back like they did the Return of Godzilla, mm-hmm. where they went back to this style. And then the one after this is kind of like it's kind of a weird fusion, if I remember, because it's like it's still kind of serious, but it has him fighting the anger or something. Like, I think that's who he fights in the movie.
Huh.
But what would that be called? Like an armadillo with spikes on his back, kind of what it looks like.
Okay.
Fighting that. You'll find out if we do the second one.
Okay.
But, with this one, it feels different when you watch this. Like you said, there's times where you'd be like, especially as like growing up watching, you're like, yeah, Godzilla, yeah. And you see mom like, we're going to see daddy. Like, oh.
That took a turn. Fuck.
Hey, Godzilla, I'm not supposed to root for you. I forgot.
Oh.
You started out evil.
So he is a monster.
Yeah, in this movie, definitely. Shit's evil, son.
Oh.
He becomes like protector of like children and shit in later movies.
Oh.
This motherfucker was not Gamora. That's Gamora was friend to all children. Spirit waking up.
I was about to say, right when the scores come. Come on.
But PJ.
Yes.
I'm going to give it an 8.
Okay.
I'm going to give it an 8.
That's just you, but like that's because you fuck with Godzilla.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was one of those things where it was between the 8 and the 9. Ah. But I couldn't fully support the 9.
Okay.
So it's going to get that 8.
Okay.
I do enjoy this movie.
Spirit,
while you're up a little bit, what's the number you get this movie? 7. 7. So same as PJ.
Boom.
877. There you go.
Okay.
Got her. Give me the number before she fell back asleep. So PJ, I will ask you.
Yes.
Do you want to wait and see what comes next? Or would you make the lock this in? You don't have to say now. Would you like to lock this in as the next series, like how we did Bruce Lee?
We need one more series. I want to see which two is whatever next series we come across. That's going to be between Godzilla and.
Because
what series did we just finish? We just finished
Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee.
Yeah,
there you go.
We did that whole box set. See, that was like 6 movies. This is 36.
Yeah. That's half a year right there.
That could be almost a whole fucking year with the holiday shit.
Damn, right? Nothing but Godzilla.
That's a good ass year right there. Well, except for there's going to be a few bumps in there. But
you know.
I guess happens. I don't know. It could just be one of those things where you got to be. You can just say, hey, let's watch Godzilla this week. Well, all right, cool. I ain't going to say no to that shit.
Hey,
give me a reason to finally pull out that box set. I bought that shit like a year ago and ain't watched none of them until today because I'd already seen them all, but I just wanted them, though.
But me.
On Blu-ray.
Never seen
them. I got them. And them bitches go in and out of print so much. I'm like, I'm going to get it now.
Did y'all? I showed y'all the.
It wasn't.
They've seen it, right?
They saw that.
Box. Okay.
They know the big ass Criterion box set. Some people that listen to the show already had the shit anyway.
Oh,
I know Mario got it.
I guess I'm late to the party.
Well, you had never seen Godzilla until now, so you're extremely late, PJ.
That was the joke. That was.
Oh, see now he hit me with my online. That's the joke, bro.
I don't see him up there. I've been confused. I'm.
Oh, the cars? That's because they right here, PJ.
See him.
I'm ahead of the game.
That's
I'm
it.
I'm ahead of the game. All right, PJ.
Yes.
We got, this is number 39. So yep. Bam. We got this week, PJ.
We have Nanny of the Maroons.
Huh. What's the date?
Circa 1686. Shit. Through circa 1755.
I was about to say, that must be something old if they ain't got a date locked down.
Right.
What's up with Nanny of the
Maroons?
The Maroons, what's up with her?
Celebrated Jamaican war hero and community leader.
Oh.
Leader of Jamaican Maroons who fought against the British forces during the early 1700s.
Mm-hmm.
Was born in Ghana and escaped to slavery in Jamaica to form her own group, the Maroons.
She escaped from slavery or to slavery, would you say?
Escaped slavery in Jamaica to form her own group.
Yeah, okay.
The Maroons who lived in Nanny Town. So she was Nanny of the Maroons.
Yeah.
I see. Organized many raids against the British and is credited with helping free over 1,000 slaves. You remind me something. Worked as a powerful healer of both physical and spiritual illness in the area thanks to her West African roots. Nanny's legacy lives on. She is remembered as one of the earliest leaders in slave resistance in the Americas.
There you go. Who's that?
Nanny of the Maroons. She looks pretty serious for real.
I've noticed like, a couple of these the last couple cars been like British people fucking with us these last couple cars.
Yeah.
And getting dealt with.
The fuck you want from us, huh? Yeah.
Remind you of something.
Would you say 1,000 slaves to free is a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, like, what room, what capacity that feels. Because if I take trips of, like, 50 at a time, that's still a lot.
Yeah.
If I take trips of 100 at a time, that's still 10 trips.
Yeah.
So how many trips must be made in order to free 1,000 people?
I guess it depends on how many she can grab up that day.
Huh.
It's probably not a set number each time, I'm sure.
Right. Like, all right, we got everybody.
So that's, it's fucking, a lot of work, P.
Wow. That's deep.
Man, sometimes just getting 100 people can be like, think about that, won't you?
Yeah. Sit on that. I'll sit on that right there. Okay. Goddamn.
There you go, PJ.
Yes.
Learning new shit.
Every day.
We got other segments, though. That's my soul approvals. Got anything to recommend for the people? Anything at all?
Jid. It's new freestyle.
What's the name of it?
Is it Clutter.
Called? Ah, there you go.
Ha.
That it?
It's dope. Oh. Yeah. I got nothing else.
All right.
That's it.
On the Nintendo Switch, as I record this, has been like out for like a day or two maybe. Mm-hmm. But there's a game on the Wii. I always wanted to play it. Always wanted to try it because there's a guy named Suda51 that makes a bunch of weird games. I don't know if you remember Killer 7 or not, but I used to play it a lot back in the day. But he makes a weird, super weird Japanese shit. And there was a game series called No More Heroes on the Wii. I always wanted to play this shit, but my mom had a Wii, but it was one of the things where it wasn't mine. So it was like, I couldn't really get time in it all the time like I would want to. So I just didn't bother buying it. And then I know it came out on like PS3. They had a version of it come out, but then I couldn't, for a while, I couldn't find, I don't know if it was out of print. Basically, I couldn't get it. Mm-hmm. But
long story short,
I see on the Switch, they announced they were doing No More Heroes 3. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. It's nice to make another game, but I ain't played the first two, so I guess I won't be buying that. Mm-hmm. And then I looked on my phone one day, and it just said, hey, here's a new trailer for No More Heroes 3, and we just put the first two on the Switch. So it was like, oh, well, download.
That's it.
And I've been playing the first one.
Okay.
And that shit fun as hell. Mm-hmm. It's basically the plot line, to keep it simple for you. You play a guy, his name is Travis Touchdown. That's his name. He's an assassin.
Travis Touchdown.
And there's a top 10 list of assassins, and he wants to be number one. So basically, you're killing everybody. You get some, you're looking for that number one spot. Mm. Mm-hmm. And so you got to kill everybody. But you can't. You have to buy, like, you have to basically pay the company of the assassin company to line up a match against the people. So you got to do odd jobs. You got to do assassination mission side work to make money to be able to pay for the right to go fight the person that's in that spot.
In the first spot.
To any spot. Like, if I'm number 10, I got to make, $50,000 to pay to go fight number 9. Oh, and shit like that.
Okay. To like, fight, literally. Yeah,
to, like, fight them and kill them and take their spot.
Ah, I am the assassin. I am top assassin.
As I talk right now, I'm at 7 right now. So, I got a little ways to go.
Okay. Still. It's on the Switch, though, right?
It's on the Switch, yeah.
Okay.
But to make money, though, to do odd jobs. Like, there's a mission where you cut grass and shit.
No.
Yeah, you got to cut grass. One was like kicking pineapples out of a tree and like taking them to a pineapple vendor, shit like that. Come on, and then you do assassination missions where it's like, hey, just go kill somebody, or hey, kill this whole group of people without taking a hit once. Oh. I've done a couple of those.
Oh, that's real.
Yeah. And there's a whole like your characters, he has a beam katana, which is basically a lightsaber. You know, it's like shit. It's like a lightsaber hilt thing. Mm. And there's like a stick that comes that extends out, and when you hit the button it goes like
comes out. Oh, yeah. That's dope. Okay. Yeah,
it's hard.
Okay.
Now you see, he's grinding. It's just a lot of, because there you go around, it's like swinging the katana, fighting people. And there's even points where, like, there's a, like, some baseball dudes. And it does a thing where you, like, it gets into a baseball position where you, like, to the side with the beam katana, like a baseball bat. And when they throw a ball at you, if you time it right, you can hit it and knock it back toward them and kill them with it.
Yeah, take that.
And you also learn wrestling moves, so you can like suplex in German, like suplex and like DDT motherfuckers and shit like that. Mm,
okay.
So a lot of the shit that I like is all in this one game. Mm. And I recommend you play because it's fun as hell.
And the name again?
No More Heroes.
No More Heroes.
There you go.
Okay.
So that's my hustle approval for this week.
Okay.
Spirit Hustle proves that you get your ass some sleep.
It's very important.
Yes. PJ.
Yes.
I think it's time to give some info.
Okay.
You want to find us on social media? You want to talk to us?
Yeah.
I don't know why you would, but you can.
Come on.
You can find, well, I mean, we're on outlets. PJ doesn't use, he's on them, but he doesn't really get on all of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you want, like, fuck, I'll do you first, PJ. Okay. Tell them, where would they find you at?
You can find me on Instagram. At 614p_music.
That's right. You got music too. Where that music at?
Music at SoundCloud. 614p_music.
Now you have a Twitter page, but you don't be on there a whole lot. But just for the chance. Yeah, so the chance that you may get back on there, just tell them where you find you at so they can follow you and see what happens.
At PAULYJ. PAULYPJ
on Twitter.
Yes.
The Spirit is at TheSpirit95 on Twitter and Instagram. The number is 9 and 5. Because if you type out 9-5, like the words, that's somebody completely different, bro.
We don't know who that is.
But if you want to holler at me or just follow the main show page, mm-hmm. you can do that on Twitter at HHiCast, HVH Podcast on Twitter. That's the main page, but I run that. So if you want to talk to me,
yes,
find me on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And in the bio on that page, there's a link tree that gets you to every fucking thing. Because we also have an Instagram page, Facebook page, YouTube page.
Oh, that shit.
And I got something to tell you about that YouTube page, actually. Because we got videos that come out every Wednesday. Oh. If you want to know what movies we're going to talk about on Friday, mm-hmm. we pick movies randomly out of bags majority of the time. Like with Christmas coming up, you know, we always wrap them up, put them under the tree, and that's how you pick them. It's usually some kind of randomness to it, because that, you know, it keeps it fresh.
Yes.
For 86, yes. You suckers.
Oh,
but,
shit. Yes.
But, yeah, so if you want to know what we're going to do, you could just wait until Friday, but I don't think that's as much fun. Come watch the videos.
That's man. It. Yeah, you want to know.
We have fun.
Yes.
But also, as you know, we've been putting out the videos that the homie Mike and Morgan, they've been letting us, you know, riff over their little shorts.
Yes.
Well, that day, we filmed them shorts. Except for the first one, we filmed every other short all in one day. Or yes. One night, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up going through all the footage and like labeling everything. And I realized we did 10 videos worth of shit.
Come on.
So.
Come on. Setting records out.
So
here.
Now, every Monday,
mm-hmm.
you get a Brent and PJ watch video.
Boom. What time is it right now?
It is 3:25.
See, we have to keep this up because this is now a part of the thing. You can't give them 10 weeks of every Monday.
That's
so,
true. So, PJ, if you want.
I have to find a short. Yeah. You know, I might as well find one tonight.
Or like, what, I think the last time you had just came by like Saturday night or something.
Yeah.
You can even do that like days when you just like, I'm going to go fuck with Brent.
That's it.
We just record some shit.
That's it.
Usually all we do, we're pretty much just turning on the camera and letting y'all watch what we do normally.
Real shit.
It's just the same thing. It's just we watch it and talk stupid shit. That's what we do. That is the essence of the Brent and PJ friendship.
Yes, that's it.
And it's just like Brendan. I told you, Brendan was like, oh, I bet this is how y'all are when y'all watch movies. Yes, yes, it is. And that is why we don't remember a lot of shit sometimes. But then we'll rewind. If it gets too bad,
yes.
We'll rewind that shit.
I had to rewind Godzilla because yes. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. But I caught it.
And there was a point where... Like when the dude and the dad got into it and he told me to get the fuck out. Like PJ and the Spirit weren't even watching at the point. I told him what happened.
Yeah.
So it's always one of us paying attention at least. There's been a few times recently where the Spirit was telling us shit.
Yes. So
yeah. It's always one person at least watching.
Exactly.
But if you ever want to know, like, I wonder what it's like watching movies with Brit and PJ. Watch the Brit and PJ watch videos on Monday. You will know exactly what it's like.
Boom.
Because all
we got 10 though.
We made 10 videos. Technically 11, but one of them I couldn't really use because I'll be frank. We got to the point where we were just watching it. We were so like what the fuck? That we were just watching the shit. It was that little massage video.
Ah.
The little weird massage dude.
Got you.
It just kind of, there was no talking or jokes. It's just, that would literally be yeah. watching us watch something.
Yeah, that's
so
it.
So that one I took out. So technically 11, but there's 10 women that I feel we can use.
Ah.
And at the point this has come out, they've had to have at least 4 of them now.
Come on. Do you like them? Should we keep going?
People, so far, as we record this, we got 2 out. We got... The She's Not Alone and Arm of Fury is out.
Mm-hmm.
And people said keep them going.
Mm.
Homeboy in the Arm of Fury short. Remember the dude that we were joking said like the homie from Narcos and shit?
Yeah.
Brendan, I forgot. I didn't see his name in the credits because we started talking. He's a guy named Galen Howard.
Uh-huh.
And he's cool with Brendan and Nathan. He had just that same week we released that was on their podcast.
Wow.
So the circle is so tight
wow.
that somebody that Mike and Morgan fuck with is also somebody that Brendan and Nathan fuck with up in Canada.
That's amazing.
It's crazy.
That's amazing.
And
wow.
He forwarded him the video so he could see it, and he said it was fun.
That's good. So, thank you. Cool.
He wasn't mad about me making jokes. It's just jokes. I ain't trying to play. I'm just saying. That's what you reminded me of in that scene, that's man. It.
Yes.
He'd be watching our videos like, this motherfucker look like crackhead.
Look at this. This guy.
Buster.
Hey, don't judge us, okay?
Yeah.
Fuck.
But yeah, so every Monday from now on, you get... Video on Monday, video on Wednesday, and get episodes on Friday.
Yes.
And then patrons get the full videos just spread out all throughout the week whenever I just upload. Because there's times where I have like 5 of those uploaded, but I just try and stretch them out because they're like 3-hour videos. So no, they're not going to watch them every fucking day. I know that. Yes. I would get tired of me probably too.
Yeah.
So I try and spread those out, but I don't put them out the same day I put out other shit. I'm not going to overload you on hustling. Unless you want me to. Fun, fuck it. Tell me now. I will release one of them bitches every fucking day if y'all
want
to watch
if
them that
you
often.
Want, okay? It's yeah. your choice.
You can have Patreon videos almost every fucking day, and then Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you got the episode and the 2 videos. Fuck it.
Huh.
Fuck it. Hustle all week.
Wow. That's a real... Somebody pay us.
Let's see how dedicated
please?
The fans are.
God damn. That's like... We have enough to do that?
We really do.
Because
technically, you know, we record every episode. Like, the Godzilla's recording right now.
Yes.
We got some videos that's like, we got old from Christmas last year videos. that I ain't got a chance to put up yet. Because my old computer would take so fucking long to render that them bitches just piled up.
Rendering is the word. I remember that. Yes,
that's okay. Always the word I'm using.
Yes.
And the thing is, I try and catch up, but then I get behind on new shits because then sometimes, like with this house shit, we've been busy as fuck.
Yes.
And now shit's slowing down, so now I'm trying to play catch up. So
they put it all blast you with it.
My goal is to get all of the fucking videos out there. Like as you see right now, you got Hood Rat and the Mutilator right there.
Literally.
Hood Rat will be started sometime tomorrow and will be uploaded. Well, by this point it'll already been up there, but whatever. You know what I mean?
Come on, you would have heard it by now, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
If you ain't heard it by now,
you may never ever know you will.
Check your fucking Patreon feed.
That's it, yes.
So
wow.
Trying to think.
Come on.
We do have we keep saying Patreon. We ain't really talking about patreon.com/homevideohustle.
Ah, yes.
We got two tiers, $1, $3 tier. Mm-hmm. Either to, you know, we get extra shit. No, I was debating about putting the videos up there early. I might do that too. I'll see what people say about that. They can see the videos early and then everybody's getting on Wednesday or Monday. Sorry.
Ha. See how that works.
What was I going to say? Mm-hmm. Oh, Angel from the Color Me Dead podcast. Mash shout out to her because she became a $10 patron.
Thank you.
So
thank you.
Appreciate that.
You have to watch us, right? You and your hubby?
She said, we keep her company at work every day.
Oh,
so there you go. Somebody's listening to us at work.
Yeah.
Hopefully with headphones on because my God.
Yeah, right?
Only imagine somebody boss you be standing there like, this? Jaw open. What you mean explain? Well, like us? You can't.
I was about to say, like, what do you say you're listening to? Oh, it's just a podcast.
What's the Home Video Hustle?
About, yeah, right. Well, what the fuck is that? Like, who?
Oh, you want to know? Here's these headphones. Try it out.
That's it. That's
and then just your head explodes from the blackness.
The soul. The originality.
That's right. But yeah, if you want to help support the show. Oh, but the big thing about Patreon, though, more than anything, is that you can make us watch some.
Yeah.
And,
y'all love that.
We got about, see, now that's the thing. Now we're going to have another movie. She didn't tell us a movie yet, but remember, she sent us a stack of them. So maybe we'll just pull one of hers out. She ain't even got to give us a movie. That's all her stack she sent us.
I wanted to watch the one. I know which one it is.
Well, dude. I guess what movie. I guess we know what movie will be one of hers then.
Okay.
So I'll just put her name in the hat. No movie. I'll just put the name. It was just, if you pull that we'll do it.
Okay.
So there you go. So if you want to be like that, support the show. Highly appreciate you. Mad love for you. Yes. We got mad love for you for even listening.
Thank you.
But if you want to support us, then man.
Come on.
Shit crazy.
Yes.
But we will be getting back to Patreon in January.
Then
we take that break for Black History for, February and March.
Yes.
And then Patreon until they're done. And then once that's done, we're going to figure out how this game works because we're going to have a game and whoever wins that game will pick the movies for that whole month. It'd be all me, all me, all PJ, or all Spirit.
It can't be a drunk game.
And PJ, she's already threatened, like I said, all Twilight all month if she wins. So.
No, we can't do that.
Can't do that.
That's not, I can't. I can't.
So.
Yes.
I think that's about it though, PJ. We got it all in. Got you finally watched Godzilla. Check that off.
Once, yes. One out of many. I still have many more to go, guys. But, you know.
We'll get there.
This is, yes.
So.
Baby steps. 27.
So it was 28.
This is 28.
Never seen this was 28, yeah.
Fuck.
So again, you PJ'd it the other way, I think.
Damn. 28. Come on.
There you go.
Okay.
PJ.
Yes.
Got one thing left to tell him.
And what is that?
I'm Brent.
And I'm PJ.
Spirit is over there asleep.
Yes.
Have a good rest of your Friday. Have a good rest of whatever fuck day you listen to this on. Mm-hmm. If you want to check out Godzilla, I highly recommend you should. If you only got access to the American version, it's fine. I just prefer the Japanese version because there's more story. There's no cuts. There's none of that force. Like, you know, as a person in 2020, you know what they're fucking doing.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yes.
And I mean, I guess I could say it works because there was a point where we were watching it because the whole thing is Raymond Burr, like, basically he's telling you everything that's happening on screen. And there's a point where I played it and PJ's like, oh, that's what happened.
I would be the American that needed it.
And I'm like, see, because the Spirit was like, I can't believe they did that. Ain't that racist that they had to do this just for American audiences? And then PJ proved right there why they did it for American audiences.
I needed it. I wouldn't have followed. That's, hey, they got me.
So check out either version or check out both. Fuck it. You can always do that too. Check them out. And come back next Friday because the Halloween hustle don't stop. And next week.
Right.
Oh, next week is a friendship fundamental, motherfuckers. Let's go.
What the fuck?
It's over there in the stack. You can look over there and I will say peace.
Peace. Hi. Y'all got it.
Yeah.
instead, it's some weird, creepy, eerie little goblin thing yelling,
"Trick or treat."